Well, good morning, Audio Boo. Adrian here. How you all doing? So we've come up to Lichfield today to a place called Kerber Sprint. It's a little racing circuit where people race their cars. So I've come to an MG car club sprint. So I'm just watching a little MG midget come around the course. It's what they call a sprint, so it's not racing as such. Now you haven't got lots of cars on the track. It's basically a time circuit. So you've got what was part of once an old airfield. It's like an oval track, and there's a chicane halfway up one side. And each car does a time lap. So it's like the circuit is shaped a bit like an apostrophe. So you've got a long swerve sweeping from the start line. Then they come up, do a sharp left-hander. Then there's a right-hander, then there's a chicane. Then there's a big long turn at the end, and there's a straight. And so there's two circuits. There's a short and a long circuit. So the short circuit is basically around the circuit once back to the start. And the long circuit is they halfway around the track, they do another loop. But it's nice to come and see something like this. The modern and the old cars, we've got an old MG going round with running boards from probably the 50s, the 60s. So they're quite slow because that's a slow car. And then you get the Super Tune ones up. So what I'll probably do, I'll probably dip in and out the recording as and when the action starts. So that's just a quick introduction really to the day. So we're going to go and have a wander, go down the pits and have a look at what's going on down there. So I'll catch you in a bit. Now we've got there's a lot of smart one call cylinders has gone out the thing. We've got some nice cars. We've got a chap in an MG with a V8, Porsche 911, quite a few MGFs. It's all good stuff. GBs, all nice tuned. Smell of petrol coming out the back of them. And they're all quite to the odds getting their start line markers. So the racing hasn't really started, I think they're all just on the practice laps at the moment. so it'll get going a bit later on. So we'll just have a look at the start line there. It's an MGS that's gone past. It's quite windy, quite overcast, it's dry. Let me give it some rain later. So it might be time for a bacon butty. Chapping a kit car going around the track. It's amazing how much time and effort these people spend on these cars to race around the track to improve their times. It's quite amazing the talent that people have. Really is in excellent. It's a really nice way to spend a couple of hours on a Sunday morning in the British countryside.
Hiya,
yeah, can I have a back and roll please? So we're refreshed after the bacon roll, which is nice. So we're just having a quick drop of tea out of the flask to wash it down with, and then we'll go and have a wander. Down the circuit. That's what us British do, isn't it, on a Sunday. Come out to the countryside and there'll be the horse racing and eventing and running and hiking. I like to come to a bit of a motorsport. I like my motorsport. Quite windy as well today, there's some trees. Might be able to hear the wind blowing in the trees. This is the largest quarter coming round now. Oh dear, it sounds a bit rough. He's got a problem with his engine there. This car's always in immaculate condition as well. As you're old enough to remember the Mark 1 Cortina, it's got the cream bodywork with the green stripe down the side doors. We slid a bit there. do 96 miles an hour over the finish line, which is quite fast. This is the sound of a Porsche 911. Same one for Lansang. So he's on his second lap now. And he's just coming up to the chicane. Quick left right. Back up to the end of the circuit. Then be on the finishing straight. Here he goes. It's 88 miles an hour. That's the sound of an MG. On the hairpin there. Six miles an hour on the straight. Ain't this a lovely bit of high octane action? Wonderful. So we're just back in the pits now. So a car coming south, you can see. Got the real odd ones there, pretty war ones, the running boards. Here's the special race cars. It's them just measuring the sound of the exhaust. Make sure it's not too noisy. It's nice to come into some of these race things. You can't come into the pits, but at least you can. You just come and have a watch. Watch all the drivers do all the preparations for each time lap. So here's another MG coming down the track. Highly modified this one. Once again, a beautiful V8 sound as he thunders past. It's a beautiful sound, it's one of my favourite sounds. I love my bird song, but. Nice V8. On full chat. This is impressive. So we're down at the finish line now, we've got another car coming around, not quite sure what that is, some kind of specified modification car. It's like a mini Formula One car. On his first lap now, he's going to just start his second. It takes him about a minute to come around this track. So I'll see the faster ones. So we'll listen now, see what speed he does as he comes over the finish line. Here he comes. 102 miles an hour over the finish line. That's the fastest one so far. So we've got another one on the track, another Specialised race car. They've all got these little plastic strips on the front to measure the times. I'm just by this finish line and got these little laser things pointing, and that measures the speed. It was 93 miles an hour. So yeah, it's really quite interesting. I love it. So that's just the sort of way out now. Had a wonderful couple of hours. Seen plenty of different cars, lots of MGs and kit cars and special race cars. So I've been there about 3 hours, I suppose, just making a move because I think the rain's about to come shortly. So we're just making our way back home. You're all having a good weekend, whatever you're doing. So we're just driving through the village of Fradley on the outskirts, all the big distribution places. We've got a massive great Tesco's. I've never seen such a big building all my life. It's quite a big area for distribution of some, because it's in the middle of the country. So we're just coming up towards the A38 and we'll make our way home. So it's been a wonderful morning. That's what the British do on a Sunday morning in summer. There'll be thousands of events going on all over the country, and that's how we like to spend our time. So it's just so I can get home before the rain comes down, because I've got my roof down. So once again, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you all soon.